going to be an important state. We are still going to be a battleground state for a long time to come. Coming up on the program, John Zarpolis, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute, better known as NPRI, will join us. We're going to talk about a lot of different stuff, but in particular, civil asset forfeiture, which has been something that NPRI has championed. They've tried to change laws in the legislature to varying degrees of success. We'll talk about that. There's a whole bunch to do. Oh, we're also going to talk about the Nevada troopers who took nearly $87,000 from a retired Marine during a traffic stop. That's called that is seriously called civil asset forfeiture. Well, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to be with you on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Can count on a union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Tropical storm Mindy has formed in the Gulf of Mexico near the Florida Panhandle. Correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Forecasters have issued a tropical storm warning for part of the Florida Panhandle for Tropical Storm Mindy. Mindy developed into a tropical storm Wednesday in the northeast Gulf of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center says Mindy could cause as much as 6 inches of rainfall across the Florida Panhandle and portions of southern Georgia and South Carolina through Thursday morning. Scattered flash, urban, and small stream floods are possible. I'm Mike Gracia.
Mindy was expected to cross the coastline of the Florida Panhandle this evening and then move off the coast of the southeastern United States into the western Atlantic Ocean by Thursday. Former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is the latest prominent Democrat to call for an end to the filibuster.
Reid used a column in the Las Vegas Sun to blast the filibuster, saying it's time to, in his words, get the Senate working again. Ending the filibuster would allow Democrats to sidestep all Republican opposition, passing bills with a simple majority vote. The filibuster is a time-honored tradition in the Senate. It was used unceasingly by Democrats while they were in the minority to delay nearly all legislation and nominations made by former President Trump. Calls to end it come as Democrats face a likely prospect of losing their House and Senate majorities in next year's midterm election. Bob Agnew reporting.
New York City's Medical Examiner's Office is continuing the difficult task of identifying remains recovered from the rubble of the World Trade Center. Just days before the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, officials say they've identified the remains of two more people. In all, 2,753 people were reported missing at the Twin Towers, but the remains of only 1,647 victims have been positively identified. Officials are hopeful that recent advances will help identify more remains. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
It's 5:04. This is your KMTQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. A Las Vegas man who battered a flight crew and fellow passengers on a plane Monday has been cited for disorderly conduct and public intoxication. The incident happened on a flight from Los Angeles to Salt Lake City. The 61-year-old growled like a dog, swore at flight attendants, and gave people the middle finger, yelling, "God bless America" and "Joe Biden!" exclamation point. Rowdy airline passengers have racked up a record $1 million in potential fines this year, with airlines reporting more than 3,900 incidents through the middle of August. Main Street Station is back. The downtown Las Vegas Hotel Casino reopens today, the first time the property has welcomed customers since the COVID-19 pandemic forced a closure of casinos statewide in March of last year. Main Street will reopen as a 24/7 hotel casino, but its two restaurants will open with limited hours. The popular Garden Court Buffet will open daily for brunch between 8 and 2, and from 4 to 9 on Friday and Saturday for dinner. And by the way, the Eastside Cannery is now Boyd Gaming's only closed property, and they do not, at this time, have an opening date.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Got a crash on the Beltway right now. 215 westbound at the 15 interchange. You're slow back to Gillespie there on 215 westbound. Also, we're getting some slow flows. 215 west at St. Rose. 215 westbound at Tenaya there on the Northern Beltway. And bumper-to-bumper downtown, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local for a Wednesday for a hump day. Good to have our good friend John Zarpalis with us. He is the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute, better known as NPRI. It has been a while. John, how have you been?
I am excellent, Kevin. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you as well. I want to ask you, because there was a story that came up over the weekend, and I couldn't understand what I was seeing, but there is a new lawsuit out there that is claiming that the Nevada Highway Patrol unconstitutionally seized nearly $87,000 from a retired Marine sergeant during a traffic stop in February during a controversial federal program known in legal circles. I know that your organization has championed legislation changing the way we deal with civil asset forfeiture. Can you talk a little bit, first of all, about this story in particular, an ex-Marine, and how this cycles into what we're talking about here with civil asset forfeiture?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, yes, ex-Marine, served in Afghanistan, served in Iraq, 17 years of duty, married, two kids. He's moving from one state to the other. He's got his life savings in cash on him in his car, and he's pulled over by a Nevada Highway Patrol. Patrolman can find nothing really to charge the guy with. We don't quite know why they even pulled him over. He does say to the patrolman, "I do have a bunch of cash with me." That sounds a little suspicious. You know, he also asked if he had any guns, weapons, whatever. No, none of that. Okay. So the highway patrol grills him for a while. Then they call the DEA, and they come over. And to make a long story short in that, they kept his money. And it just seemed suspicious to them, and they left the guy by the side of the road without enough money to buy gas to get to where he was going. It takes his life savings. And he's never charged with anything. 6 months later, this guy is lucky enough to find the Institute for Justice, who takes his case and files a lawsuit. Now, this is all about policing for profit. And there's some nuances here that people need to understand. Two legislative cycles ago, the law was changed so that the police don't get to keep all the assets they seize. If the account for seized assets is over $100,000 at the end of the year, 70% of it, when they change the law, they now send 70% of it into the education fund and only leave 30% to disincentivize the police departments from seizing people's assets. But a way around a loophole is that if you're cooperating with a federal agency, then it's, rather than getting only 30% for the police department, you get 60% and the feds get 40%. So they brought the DEA in so they could get a bigger profit out of this. That's outrageous.
Tell me what it is that NPRI has done over the last couple of sessions. I know you've been active in trying to change some of the laws. What did the legislature do, and did it help or hurt people like this ex-Marine?
We did manage to change the law so that the police don't keep 100%. There's a little less incentive. However, no one will address the actual issue of civil asset forfeiture. If you're not charged with a crime and found guilty of the crime, there's no way law enforcement should keep your assets. They should be returned to you, especially if you're never even charged with a crime. This guy was never charged. They did nothing wrong. He has to go find a lawyer, or if you're poor, say they seize $1,000 from you, and you got to pay a lawyer $1,000 to get it back, the police just keep it. So this is wrong. We've been fighting in the legislature for the last two legislative cycles to change this. But this brings us right into one of the biggest problems we have, and that's who's in charge of the legislature. The biggest problem we have right now is Nicole Cannizzaro. She's the leader of the Senate majority, and also a Clark County deputy DA. And so they don't want the money to go away from the criminal justice system. And so this never gets hearings. This goes in, there's always bill sponsors, it gets through the assembly, and it dies in the Senate because it can't be heard because of the Nicole Cannizzaro and her fellow cronies killing these things. And this has got to stop. So this is why we filed a lawsuit. And we're before the Nevada State Supreme Court with our separation of powers lawsuit.
Can you tell us where that is? I've been keeping track of the opening briefs and I think some other stuff that has come down just in the last 6-8 weeks. But where are we in that litigation?
Well, we're at the Supreme Court. We filed our briefs. They have filed theirs, and we're waiting to get a date. However, a couple other things have happened along the way. There was another court case that came up. This was a Judge Richard Scotty case where Melanie Scheibel, who's also a state senator, was deputy district attorney who tried a case for DUI. And the attorney came along, Craig Mueller, and said, "Hell, by the way, Melanie Scheibel's breaking the Constitution. How can she be the deputy district attorney for this case when she's breaking the Constitution, which says you cannot serve in both the judicial branch and the legislative branch? Excuse me, in the executive branch, not the judicial. She's in the executive branch because she's a government employee." And so Judge Scotty agreed with that and threw the DUI case out. So now that case is being appealed, and that is before the Supreme Court as well. So you've got to get a ruling on that case, and then you've got to get a ruling on our case, we hope. I mean, you know, we still got to hope the Supreme Court actually rules. But how can they ignore this when cases are being thrown out?
And let me just ask you, because this is not a gray, it could go one way, or it could go... isn't the Constitution fairly specific about this? This is not even codified law. This is the Constitution, is it not?
It's the state Constitution, and it says no one shall serve in more than one branch of government, executive, judicial, or legislative, at any one time. End of sentence. It's that simple.
And there's no wink, wink, nod, nod, hey, you get it? I mean, this is the Constitution.
Yes, yes. So you don't like it, amend the Constitution, but quit breaking the law.
Okay.
And the problem is, you know, what is the real penalty? I'm sure if it's ruled, you know, if we get a hearing and they rule, it'll be, they'll have to either quit their government job or step down from their legislative position.
Is there
one
any,
or the other?
Now,
will it be a penalty? No.
Okay, see, here's where I have a problem with that, that if people are violating the Constitution, there has to be some accountability, there has to be a price to be paid, and I don't mean just you can't do what it is the Constitution says you can't do. There ought to be some sort of civil penalty, isn't there?
There is no civil penalty. I mean, that's unfortunate for most government workers. You can break the law, and you are not held personally responsible whatsoever. Let's add a little more injury to this, too. By the way, the taxpayers are paying for their defense.
No.
Yes, it's part of the Legislative Council Bureau's supplying the attorneys because these are sitting members of the legislature, so they're defending them. So you're paying for it.
Even while they're violating the Constitution.
I
don't get that. One thing I do get, and it's one of the things that NPRI does that I think is amazing, Daniel Honcharoux and your staff do an amazing job with this a legislative report card. Can you talk a little bit about that and some of the things that maybe you find out in the course of looking through this?
Well, it's got some really great stories in it, first of all. Very well written by Daniel Honcharoux. So our 2021 legislative report card, actually scorecard, is on our website, npri.org. Just put in the search bar scorecard. It'll come up right away. You can download the PDF. If you'd like a written copy, I am jt@npri.org. Happy to send you the printed one. Very proud of this. It tells stories of... Well, first of all, it tells the story of the separation of powers in it, but it also goes through and we looked at key areas that NPRI care about, such as open government records, transparency, what were the votes to keep our government as open as possible, and we rank on that. But our biggest ranking is on fiscal issues. What did they vote on? Taxes, on spending, on government regulation. And we literally rank all the legislators. And that scorecard is something everybody should look at before they're giving a donation to an incumbent or they're asked to support a campaign. Take a look at where these people are ranked, what they voted, and quiz them. Why are you not number one? Why are you number 33 or something? And find out. And it'll spell out where they went wrong, where their votes were, where their strengths and weaknesses were. But also just good stories in there of some of the shenanigans that were going on in the background about not being able to get in and what they're hiding and what they tried to do in the middle of the night. And you need to hear these things because it's shocking and it will affect how you view your elected officials.
And it's our taxpayer dollars at work. Can you give me, without giving away the whole thing, can you give me the best and the worst? The highest, the lowest?
You know, that is a good question. The very best was Annie Black, and number two was our, you know, former NPRI president, Andy Matthews, was number two. And the worst, I'm not going to go there. They're grouped very tightly. There's more than one worst.
Oh, really?
They're all at the same ranking. Basically, they voted in lockstep with what the government unions wanted, those at the bottom.
Wow.
And they all happen to be from a blue party, so.
Go figure. Go figure.
Yeah.
And again, if somebody wants to pick up on this, how do they do it?
NPRI.org. Just look at the legislative scorecard, and you can download the PDF. Or just type in a message in, you know, on the website, and we will mail you a hard copy.
That sounds absolutely great. John, it's always good to visit with you, my friend. You take it easy. We will talk with you again soon, okay?
Thanks, Kevin. Take care.
There you go. John Zarpalis, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute, better known as NPRI. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It's Hump Day on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
You know that nearly 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't have a checking account? And one in four over 21 use some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
Been there and done that. It's the norm these days.
We process hundreds of loans every day, most in less than 30 minutes, and we'd love to say yes at Dollar Loan Center.
You heard it straight from Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in real cash. It's easy, quick, and safe. We have over 50 locations where you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
If you know the facts, you'll get the vax. 99% of hospital COVID patients are unvaccinated. Protect yourself and get vaccinated today at CSN's North Las Vegas or Charleston campus. Need another reason? You could win big prizes. What are you waiting for? Get vaxed.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, the question that I keep asking, and it like falls on deaf ears because you don't hear Catherine Cortez Masto or Jackie Rosen or any of the... a Democrat delegation talk about this, and that is this botched Afghanistan thing. This it's almost as if it didn't happen, because now we got the president talking. Tomorrow he's going to do a whole big thing on the COVID-19. There's going to be a 6-point program that Biden is going to lay out tomorrow in a what they're calling an address to the nation. They always do it during the day, though. They never do a primetime deal. And I don't know why they don't, other than it's after the president's bedtime back east. And I get that, but I've never quite understood. For instance, why are Americans still in harm's way in Afghanistan? This is cut two, by the way. This was Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. Why Americans are still in harm's way in Afghanistan. Here it is.
Day 24 of the Biden administration, they still don't know how many Americans officially have been left behind, and there is zero plan to get them out. While these hostages were abandoned by Joe Biden, they have not been abandoned by their fellow Americans. 6 charter planes from great Americans around the country, including retired special ops officers on the ground risking their lives, and other private organizations are now on the tarmac in an airport in northern Afghanistan. They're ready to take off carrying Americans and our allies to Qatar. According to various reports, these planes are now being blocked by the Taliban and others and have been blocked in some cases for 6 long days. And even the U.S. State Department is not helping. The Taliban is apparently demanding a ransom payment from the U.S. government. The State Department reportedly refusing to grant approval for private evacuation flights to land in other countries. That is insane. Not only is the Biden State Department doing nothing to rescue our fellow Americans that they abandoned, now they are reportedly obstructing private rescue missions by a lot of retired ops guys, special ops forces that are willing to put their own lives at risk to help the Americans that he abandoned. The Americans who were supposed to board these planes, they showed up at the airport, they forked over their papers to the Taliban, and once again tonight they are in hiding, now more vulnerable than ever. One unnamed person involved with this, the extraction efforts, telling Fox News, quote, if one life is lost as a result of this, the blood is on the White House's hands. Their blood is on their hands. Adding, quote, it is not the Taliban that is holding this up as much as it sickens me to say, it is the U.S. government. This is so bad, even Democratic Senator, huge liberal, Richard Blumenthal, Connecticut, is blasting the administration over their incompetence. Are you okay with this? Ron Klain, Tony Blinken, Joe Biden, if you're awake, Susan Rice. Is this one of the contingencies that you plan for also? Or do you just not care that you abandoned Americans and left them pretty much for dead to fend for themselves? That's right, under terrorist